Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. We continue our Shiur 6 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. Up till now, we've been discussing the issue of the preparatory stages of Mila, of circumcision, as well as other mitzvahs, and their ability to be Doiche Shabbos. We have been focusing up till now within Shitas Rebbe Eliezer on that matter. The Gemara now focuses on the actual Mila itself. From where do we know that it is Doiche Shabbos? We have a topic heading on the side under the title No Say, and we indicate that this goes ad Omid Beis, that this discussion lasts till the next Omid, so it's a rather long discussion, and we've noted Mila Doiche Shabbos Minolan. From where do we know that circumcision, that Bris Mila, is allowed, is able to be done on Shabbos? And we might as well mention that this is the case when we deal with Mila Bizmano. What is Mila Bizmano? That's Mila done on the 8th day of the child's life. In other words, we're dealing with a child that was born on Shabbos. Hence, 8 days later is, in fact, Shabbos once again. The Gemara will touch on other cases of Mila Shelo Bizmano. We will wait for that. So we open the Gemara, Ad Kan, the abbreviation is Ad Kan Lo Pligi Rabbonon Olei Ela B'machshirei Mila. Up till now, the machlokes between the Rabbon and Rebbe Eliezer was only with regard to the preparatory stages for a Mila. For example, the making of a Mila knife. Avol, Mila Gufa, but as far as the actual circumcision, assuming everything has been prepared and is in place, Divrei Hakol Doiche Shabbos. Everyone agrees, even the Rabbanon will agree, that the actual act of circumcision, which, by the way, involves a violation of Shabbos because you are cutting flesh, causing a blood flow to result. That is an Isur Malacha. That is a Shabbos activity that would otherwise be forbidden. Minolan, from where do we know that it is allowed to be done? We encounter a new marking, the house shape. On the side under our Mivneh heading, we notice the house, Sidro Shel Amoroyim, a series of Amoroyim, Im Hatsa'o Sehem, with their suggestions, Lemokor, for a source, Shemila Atzma Doiche Shabbos. So as we scan down the Omid, and we also have a numbering system that accompanies this, you can see that to the side of the Gemara text. The first is Ulop, second is Rebbe Lazar, then you have Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, 4 is Reb Yochanan, and 5 Rav Acha bar Yankiv. So with first is Ula, let's see the Gemara. Omar Ula, Halacha. Halacha means it's an oral tradition, and we call Halacha Lemoshe Misinai. V'chein Omar Reb Yitzchok, Halacha Reb Yitzchok agrees with Ula that the source is an oral tradition. The Gemara asks a question, and you notice with our marking it's a rather long question. Meisvei, minayin lepikuach nefesh shedoiche es haShabbos. From where do we know that an act to save a life supersedes Shabbos? That if someone is in a life danger, one is allowed to do acts in order to preserve his life that otherwise would be forbidden. So from where do we know that? Rebbe Elazar ben Yazaria Omer, Ma milo shihi achas me'evorov shel odom doiche es haShabbos. Mind you, the mila, which represents one limb of a person, and yet one is able to, and yet mila, the circumcision of that one limb, overrides Shabbos. Kavuchomer lepikuach nefesh shedoiche es haShabbos. All the more so when it comes to a question of all of one's body, all of the limbs together, that one would be able to doche Shabbos. So there is a kal vachomer that is being made over here, and the starting point of the kal vachomer logic, which is what we just saw, the logic that says all the more so such and such, that the jumping point for that logic was the mila, was the circumcision in this case. The isalka daito halacha, if you were to think that the basis of mila was something which we call halacha, a halacha moshe misin, an oral tradition or a mere oral tradition, kavachomer me halacha mi osi, one would not be allowed to make a kavachomer, to use that logic when the basis of the logic is a kavachomer. When the basis of that logic is a halacha lemoshe misinai. V'hotanya, and we will point that out in this upcoming source. But let's just go over the flow, the structure of the Gemara once again. Ula said that the basis of Milo bin Doicha Shabbos is halacha lemoshe misinai. We now have a question whereby we see a kal vachomer is made based on Milo. Now, if Mila were, as Ula said, a halacha lemoshe misinai, we wouldn't be allowed to make a kal vachomer. So from the fact that a kal vachomer was made using Mila as a basis, that shows us that Mila is not a halacha lemoshe misinai. And in this little source, we will point that out, that a halacha lemoshe misinai cannot serve as the basis of a halacha lemoshe misinai. V'hatanya, this source deals with halachas of a nazir, and what is it that, element will make a nazir? A nazir is someone who forswore the consumption of wine, and his acceptance of naziris also forbids him from taking a haircut and from defiling himself to the dead. If a nazir does defile himself to the dead, then he has to cut his hair and start his Nazirus observance all over again. We say all over again because your standard Nazirus is a 30-day period of this abstinence from wine and haircuts. So that is background. The source says, Omar lo, Rebbe Lozer addresses Rabbi Akiva and says, Akiva, etzem kisaora mitame halacha. The fact that a bone of a corpse communicates tuma, if it is a barley size piece of bone, that's kisaora, that fact is halacha. Namely, the fact that it communicates tuma, which will cause a nazir to take a haircut because of the defilement, that point, once again, that etzem kisaora is mechayiv a nazir to take a haircut, that point is halacha lemoshe misinai. Urevius dam kal vachomer. And a revius dam, that it is mitame. And mitame, and it's mitame ba'oyel, is being learned that a nazir should take a haircut over that through a kal vachomer, the ein donin kal vachomer mehalacha, which we dashed underlined. That's the main point of this source. If we look at the Rashi to fill in the missing pieces, Rashi on the fourth line from the top, Akiva etzem kisora halacha, shoya Rebbe Akiva don kal vachomer. Rebbe Akiva tried to make a kal vachomer, minayin revias dam hameis she'anozir megaleich al oyala. From where do we know that a nozir who enters a room, an overhang, which is called an oyal, in which a revias, which is a quantity, a liquid quantity of dam, of from a corpse blood, amounting to a revias, would cause a nozir to not only become defiled, but have to take haircut? Where does Rebbe Akiva learn that from? Kal vachomer, he uses kal vachomer logic. And how does his kal vachomer work? Ma etzem kisaoro she'enu mitame b'oil. Mind you, an etzem, a bone the size of a barley grain, which does not communicate tumas oil, meaning a person walks into a room in which there's barley grain size of bone from a corpse will not become tame. It is metama only through mago masa, contact and carrying. And mind you, the etzem kisora obligates the nozir to take a haircut. Nozir megaleach al mago maso. If he has contact or carries an etzem kisora, he will have to take a haircut. So we have this relatively low level form of tuma causing a haircut obligation on it for a nozir. Revius dam shemetame boil, a revius dam which does communicate tuma through ohel, which is makes it more serious. Dichtiv al kol nafshis meis lo yovo, that is a pasuk that is the source of the revius dam etame boil. Eino din shanozir megale cholel, then all the more so. That eino din expression is our kal v'chomer. So all the more so, the nozir should have to take a haircut for tumas oil through revius dam. The Amar le Rebbe Lozer. Rebbe Lozer responds and says, Akiva etzem kisoro halocha mashmisina shei nozir megale cholel. The etzem barley size bone that a nozir takes a haircut is oral tradition. Urevius dam ata ba lumoy mimeno bekal b'chomer, and you're trying to learn the rule of a revius dam, the revius quantity of blood through kal b'chomer logic. The ain't done in kal b'chomer mehalacha. You cannot do that. That's out of bounds to use as your basis for a kal b'chomer oral tradition. The lo nitna turish about pe lidrosh biyud gimel midos. Oral tradition, which is halacha l'moshe misinai, are not given to us as a basis for the different methods, the yud gimel midos, or the 13 different methods through which the Torah is interpreted. And kal v'chomer being one of those 13 methods cannot be made by using as its basis a halacha l'moshe misinai. So at this point, we come to the end of our question. Ula, having claimed that Mila Doiches Shabbos Halacha Moshe Misinai, and we see that Mila Doiches Shabbos serves as a basis of a Kal V'chomer, that shows you that the basis, i.e. the Mila, could not have been a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It must have been based on a Pasuk, for example. And if that's the case, we don't know what the Pasuk is yet, but if that's the case, then a kal v'chomer could be made as, in fact, it was. Elo Omar Rebbe Elazar. We continue in the Gemara with our second house. There is a new marking, the double underline, that we see here on the side. We've explained Asya, which is in quotation marks. That's the word highlighted. Asya means derived. Hatzois legezera shova. Shemimenu nilma demila deifa Shabbos. We have suggestions for a word comparison, a gzera shava, from which we will try to learn that milah, that circumcision, overrides Shabbos, toch divrei Rebbe Elazar. We've noted that these suggestions are all within Rebbe Elazar's approach. So we continue. Rebbe Elazar claims or says, Asya ois ois. We use a gzera shava between Shabbos and bris milah. Both have the word ois in the Torah written, enabling us to make a gezerah shava. Rashi quotes the psukim, and by os you have by Shabbos ki ois hi, and by milah it says v'hoya lo ois bris. Just like os by Shabbos is a reference to Shabbos, so the circumcision ois word indicates circumcision on Shabbos. The Gemara asks, "Ela me'atot tefillin dechtib when ois lidchi Shabbos?" If you say that os is the basis of the gezerah shava, then by tefillin you have the word ois as well. Does that mean that tefillin override Shabbos as well? Which is not the case. Elo, asya, bris, bris. Well, then we have another suggestion. A word comparison between Shabbos, where the word bris appears, and milah, where the word bris appears. We already saw the bris pasuk v'hoya lois bris, and by Shabbos the pasuk says l'dorosam bris olam. By the way, these psukim are found in Rashi. The Gemara asks, Godol dichtiv beibris litchi Shabbos? Godol means a child who is 13 years of age who unfortunately has not been circumcised till he reaches adulthood, namely 13, which in other words is a classic example of Mila Shelo Bizmana, even though Mila Shelo Bizmana is anything above 8 days. Are you going to say that Mila Shelo Bizmana can be Doche Shabbos? And we know that's not the case. And yet, if you're saying Bris is the basis, the Pasuk says Bris by Godol, by a 13-year-old. The Pasuk says, V'oral Zohar Sholo Yumol, etc., as Brisi Hefer. It says that he violated the Bris. And there the Pasuk is clearly referring to a Godol, because in that Pasuk, there is reference made. It says, V'nichrusa Nefeshahi Me'amel, as Brisi Hefer. Nichrusa is Kores. So, Bris cannot be the basis of learning that Mila is Doche Shabbos, because it would end up that even Mila Shelo Bizmana would be done on Shabbos, which is not the case. Elo Asya Doros Doros. The word Doros appears in both Shabbos. The Pasuk says, L'Doros Sam Bris Olam. And by Mila, it says, Uven Shmenes Yom Milachem Kol Zechor L'Doros Sechem. So maybe that's the basis of the word comparison. The Gemara says that's not the case either. Tzitzis dichtiv be doros lidchi Shabbos. In the case of tzitzis, the word doros appears. Are you going to say that the making of tzitzis can be done on Shabbos? Which is certainly not the case. Elo Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok is sort of like a takeoff on Rebbe Lozer, and he says, Donin ois bris vidoros. Take each one of the words that we just mentioned, and you'll find all three words by Shabbos and by Mila and by nothing else. So we dan ois bris vidoros may ois bris vidoros. We compare the topics in which you have these three words in common, namely Shabbos and Mila, lafuke hanach, to the exclusion of tefillin, the godol, the tzitzis, the chad chad hu dichtiv bohen. In each one of those, you only have one of the words. So, as far as as two topics that are comparable through the word comparison, it's only Shabbos and Mila, giving me a basis for violating Shabbos for the purpose of doing the circumcision. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Omar Kro, Bayom. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, the Pasuk says, by Mila, Bayom. And that means on the day. Bayom, Afilu, B'Shabbos. Even if that day happens to be Shabbos. Omar, Le, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Le'ato, Mechusrei Kapora, Dechtibu Bayom, Hochinami, Dedochi Shabbos. Mechusrei Kapora is a category of people that had been Tomei, and on their eighth day, notice eighth day, just like you have by Mila, is also the eighth day of the child's life. The eighth day of these people, like a Mitzora, or a Yoledes, or a Zav, or a Zava, on their eighth day, they bring a sacrifice. So are you going to say that their sacrifice shall be brought on Shabbos? Which is not true. We know that only a few chosen sacrifices can be brought on Shabbos. Otherwise, in general, sacrifices are not brought on Shabbos. So, are you going to say that the Mechusrei Kapora sacrifices are brought on Shabbos? That's not true. The Gemara says, well, as far as Bayom is concerned, that will be the basis, but the Bayom that you find by Mechusrei Kapora, Ha'umi Boyele Bayom V'lo Belayla, that Bayom has a different role. It's not there to tell me that Mechusrei Kapora bring their sacrifices on Shabbos, but rather that they're brought by day and not by night. The Gemara asks, Hai Nami Mi Boyele Bayom V'lo Belayla, the Yom of Mila also is for that purpose, to tell me that circumcision is done by day and not by night, and not that it's Doche Shabbos. The Gemara says, no, hahu mi ben shmoinis yomim nafka. The daytime aspect of Mila is learned from another source, from the pasuk that says, mi ben shmonas yomim. Yomim means day. The Gemara asks, hi nami, well, thy korban of mechusrei kapora, that it's done by yom, mi biyoim tzavoso nafka. That has that already has a daytime source. If that's the case, so then the other bayom pasuk by the mechusrei kapora would mean that it does violate Shabbos, which we know is not so. So there's a problem over here. The Gemara says no problem. Afal gav denafko mi biyom tzavoso, even though daytime by mechusrei kapora is in fact learned from Bayom Savosu, it's the Richo. I need the other Bayom Pasuk by Mechusrei Kapora for daytime. Salka Daita Chamino. Had I had just one daytime source for Mechusrei Kapora, I would have thought, Hoyo V'chos Rachmano Leila Suyibedalus, since the Torah has compassion, Chos is compassion, for the category of Mechusrei Kapora to bring even less expensive sacrifices than animal sacrifices. Bedalus means if the person is impoverished, he can bring a bird offering instead of an animal offering. So the Torah goes out of its way to meet, that's a bad pun by the way, but to accommodate the poor man. So, Balailo Nami Lacy, well, maybe he could bring at night. In other words, he ought to bring it by day, but if need be, he could bring it at night. So, Komash Molon, that's what I need the second Bayom to emphasize the point by Mechusrei Kapora, that only by day, even though the Torah goes out of its way to allow him to bring the less expensive, the Mechusrei Kapora can bring the less expensive Korban, but not at night. Maskif Lo Ravina. Ravina asks a question based on this idea, this Hava Amina, that the Torah makes allowances for the Mechusrei Kapora that otherwise would not be allowed. Ela Me'ata, Yehe Zar Kosher Bohen, the Oinein Kosher Bohen. Let's say someone is poor, and he has to bring his sacrifice. Would you say that a Zar, a non-Kohen, can process his Korban? Would you say that an Onain, a Kohen whose close relative died and he has not yet buried them, that's an Onain, that he could process their sacrifice? And we know an Onain is not allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash unless he were the Kohen Gadol. So would you say those things? In other words, once you're saying that the Torah goes out of its way to accommodate the poor, granted by night... We already said we have psukim to preclude bringing it at night. But what about these other things? The Zar and the Onain as officiating would be allowed? That's not true. The Gemara says the reason that the Zar and Onain cannot bring the pasuk is Ho Ahadre Kra. Rashi explains that the Torah, by excluding the night, by saying uvayom, is basically telling me that since regarding night, the rules of all korbanos apply to the mechusrei kapora, so the rules that preclude the zar and the onain as well apply to the mechusrei kapora. So Rav Yochanan's approach is preserved, that by Mila we know it's Doicha Shabbos because of the word Bayom. Bayom means even Shabbos. And as far as the fact that by Mechusrei Kapora you also have Bayom, that does not bother us because the Bayom by Mechusrei Kapora is used for something else. And that something else just so happens to me is brought only by day and not by night. We continue in the Gemara. Rav Acho Bar Yankiv Omar. Omar Kro. Shmini. The Pasuk says, by Mila, the eighth day. any eighth day, even if the eighth day happens to be on a Shabbos. And Rashi points out that according to Rav Achar Bar Yankiv, Shmini is the source of overriding Shabbos. Therefore, Ubayom, that we saw before, used by Rabbi Yochanan, that is used to exclude the night. Rabbi Yochanan had his other pasuk for Milah not to be done at night. But as far as Rav Acha is concerned, Bayom will do that. So Shmini is his source. The Gemara asks, Hi Shmini, Memoyalei Lemute Shmini. Shmini is not here to tell me on Shabbos, it's here to tell me on the eighth day and not on the seventh day. The Gemara answers, Shvi mi ben shmoinis yomim nafka. This, by the way, was Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk for day and not night by Milah. Rav Acha uses it, ben shmoinis yomim, to exclude seventh day. Question, v'akati mi boyalei chad lemute shvi v'chad lemute chi. I need mi ben shmoinis yomim to exclude seven, and I need Shmini to exclude ninth day. And if that's the case, I don't have a source for overriding Shabbos. And you'll ask, what do I need two psukim? One to exclude the seventh and one to exclude the ninth. De'i mechad, if I had only one pasuk, havi amina, I would have thought, shmi hu delo mota zimne, that the seventh is excluded because he hasn't reached his time yet. Avo mishmini v'elech zmanehu. But from eighth day on, it's the time. So that All that would be expected is that don't circumcise before eighth day, but any time from eighth day on would be okay. Therefore, I need both psukim to not only exclude the seventh day, but also to exclude the ninth day, that meaning you have to do it on the eighth day. If that's the case, I don't have a mokor for overriding Shabbos. Elo machvarto kid Rabbi Yochanan. It's machvarto means literally has to do with whiteness. Means it's more clear or more appropriate, or more accurate to learn like Rabbi Yochanan, namely that the source would be Bayom and not Shmini. Shmini would not be the source of overriding Shabbos because Shmini is there to exclude seventh. Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan Udalok Rav Achar Bar Yankiv. We have a Tanaic source that supports Rav Yochanan's approach, namely where the source for overriding Shabbos is Bayom and not the word Shmini. And the source that opens up, you can see, is a framed section, and we have a few markings in this source, but let's first read the source and then go over the marking aspect. So the source says, Shmini Yimol. Here, the source opens up with the eighth day, and it says, Afilu B'Shabbos. And by the way, that was Rav Acha's approach, but we're bringing in this source to show not like Rav Acha, but rather like Rabbi Yochanan. So we have to wait till you get to the dashed underline end of the source, where you see that the final stages of this, we learn Bayom, like Rabbi Yochanan, that's the source for overriding Shabbos. So the source continues, Umani Mekayim Mechal Mois Yimos. If you're telling me you are allowed to circumcise on Shabbos, which involves a Shabbos Melocha, an activity, an action that otherwise is Shabbos prohibited, what does the pasuk that says Mechal Mois Yimos, those who violate Shabbos shall certainly be put to death, what role does that pasuk have? Answer, very simply, Bishar Melochas Chutz Mimila. That's with regard to any other activity, any other Shabbos violation other than circumcision. O'eino Elo Afilu Mila. Now, we squiggle underline this O'eino because this will be a focal point for the Gemara later on. Somehow, or for some reason, the Tana is getting cold feet. And he's saying, well, maybe not. Maybe not as we just said, O Eino Elo Afilu Mila, that Mechal Mois Yimos will apply to Mila as well. Umani Mekayim Shmini, well, and then what will I do with the pasuk that says on the eighth day he shall be circumcised? Chutz mi Shabbos, provided the eighth day doesn't come out on a Shabbos. Maybe that's the way to go. And if this is the case, So then, Mila would not override Shabbos. Talmud Lomar Bayom. Afilu b'Shabbos. So the source reveals the true basis of Mila overriding Shabbos based on the Pasuk Bayom. And that was just like Rabbi Yochanan. Now, before we go on in the Gemara, let's a word about general structure. We have a double underline at the beginning of this source. And we also have space to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara, you'll notice we have an Aleph with a double underline. This is in order for you to be able to skim ahead till Omid Beis, where you'll see a Beis also with a double underline. And now we look at the side of the Gemara. These are Shnei Makoros. We will see in the course of our Sugya, one over here, one source here, and on Omid Beis, a second source, the upper quarter of the page there on Omid Beis. Ha Melamdois Al Kichushu Brismila. These sources will teach regarding the strength of this mitzvah of circumcision. One, Shedoicha Shabbos. This source we just got finished learning. And number two, Shedoicha Tzaras. That if a person has some Tzaras, which is a skin discoloration, which is sometimes translated as leprosy, but that's highly controversial as to that being the real definition. But Tzaras is a Torah-dictated or Torah phenomenon of skin discoloration that results in tumah. when we say results in tumah, that's assuming it's a certain level of whiteness, bright whiteness, then the person is tamei. In general, a person is not allowed to cut off the white spot that develops on his flesh. If the whiteness is at the male organ, which needs circumcision, one will cut it off, even though that is in effect otherwise a Torah violation, but Milo supersedes Tzaras. Acharei, we continue with our note. Acharei kol echod mehamakoros, after each one of these sources, Rava, who will appear in a diamond, mevayer oisam, ketzad magiim leoisun maskonois. How do we really get to those conclusions? Shebe'emes mila v'tzoras doichin Shabbos. We turn back to the Gemara. Omar Rava. Rava will be dwelling on the structure of the source we just read, and he will expound on the... We said that the Tana got cold feet in the middle. He opened up with one pasuk, thought that that would serve as the basis for Mila Shabbos violation, and then switched somewhere in mid-source there that maybe that source, that pasuk, won't work. What caused the Tana to switch his reasoning in the middle? The Svara was not spelled out in the source. All he said was, maybe not. So, Omar Rava, Hai Tana Meikora, Maiko Nichole, this Tana, what at the outset was a source of certainty or comfort for him, that Shmini Yimo would serve as the source for violating Shabbos? Ulbasof Maiko Kashile, and as the source unfolded, what was the question that was bothering the Tana? The Gemara says, Hochi Ka'omar. Now, you'll notice with our marking, we have a new frame. This frame lasts quite a few lines down the top of Omid Beis. And our note on the side, under the He'ora, Samnu b'mizgeres, we've placed in a frame, Kol ma'alecha hashiva shalatana, the whole logical thinking, the logical process of the Tana. Ma choshev meikorav v'lama choshev v'achsubo. What was the Tana thinking at the outset, and what caused him to retract? So the Gemara says, Hochi Kama, thusly he is teaching. Shmini Yimol. the little aleph here represents the first stage in the logic. Later, a beis will appear, four lines from the top, where there is the turnaround that takes place. So, Shmini Yimol, Afilu B'Shabbos. Shmini tells me, circumcise even on Shabbos, Uman Mikai Mechal Moisumas, and what about the pasuk that says, Shabbos violators shall be put to death? B'Shar Melochas, that's a reference to other Shabbos violations, Chutz Mimila. Avo Mila Dachya. But Mila will override Shabbos, my Taimo. What is the basis of that? Kal V'Chomer Hu. It's based on a Kal V'Chomer. Before we read the Kal V'Chomer, Rashi addresses in his commentary what I believe would be the obvious question. What would be an obvious question at this point? The source said that Mila is Doicha Shabbos from a Pasuk. What's going on here in this source when it says, well, that Mila is Doicha Shabbos through a Kal V'Chomer? That a Kal V'Chomer teaches me that point. But we just had a Pasuk, didn't we? So let's look at Rashi. Three lines from the bottom, or four lines from the bottom. Avo milo dachio Shabbos b'kal v'chomer. V'tigmar minei, and through this kal v'chomer, we will learn l'midchi, to push aside mechala moisimos etzel shar melochus, that the pasuk that says Shabbos results in the death penalty for one who violates, that's referring to other melochus. Ulameimar shmini dafka ko'amar, and through the Kal V'Chomer, I will then reveal that Shmini is literal, is very, dafka means from the word meduyak, very exact, meaning afilu biyom Shabbos. That through the Kal V'Chomer, I will then understand that Shmini is precise, meaning even on Shabbos. So the Gemara. The bottom line, avo milo dachyo mai taimo Kal V'Chomer hu. That Mila will overrule Shabbos, we can derive through a Kal V'Chomer. We've dashed underline this because we will want to come back to this point later in the discussion. What is the Kal V'Chomer? Uma tzoras shedoicha es ha'avoida. V'avoida doicha es ha'Shabbos. We're creating a hierarchy of seriousness. Mind you, Tzoras overrules Avoda. Avoda is the service in the Beis HaMikdash. That would mean that if a Kohen, let us say, has Tzoras, and he needs to, let's say, do Beis HaMikdash service, he will not be able to. We will not tell him, cut off the Baharis and serve. Okay? We don't say that. In other words, Tzoras is Doch Avoda. And we don't say cut off the tzoras and then serve. The avoda doicha Shabbos. We know that sacrificial activity is done on Shabbos. That means that avoda is stronger than Shabbos. So we're setting up a hierarchy. On the in the margin, we wrote, we made a little note. According to the Havamin of this Gemara, the most serious is tzoras, followed by avoda, followed by Shabbos. And above all of them, Mila is stronger. And that's what we're saying here, Mila doichoisa. Once again, mind you, Tzoras overrules Avoda, Avoda overrules Shabbos, and Mila overrules Tzoras. So it would appear that Mila is the strong strongest in this hierarchy. So we've established that Mila pushes off Tzoras. So Shabbos shenidches mipnei hoavoda. Shabbos, which we've already established, is pushed off by avoda, by service in the Beis HaMikdash. Eino din shetei Mila doicha. So then all the more so, Mila will be able to push off, to override Shabbos. So far, so good. That seems to be tight logic. However, remember, in the original source, before Rava came to explain things, we saw O'eno. We squiggle underline the O'eno in the original source for emphasis purposes because of the Gemara here. So my O'eno de Komar. So what gave the Tana his original cold feet? with what we've said so far. Hodar Omar. Well, then the Tana figured. Umimai de Tzoras Chamura. Remember, we established a hierarchy of activities or of halachas in, enabling us to make a Kal v'chomer, and the hierarchy was based on the assumption that Tzoras was Chamura, was the most serious element in that hierarchy before we brought in Mila. But who is to say that Mila, that Tzoras is the top of the list, way above Shabbos? Dilma Shabbos Chamura. Maybe Shabbos is more serious than Tzoras. And if that be the case, I might know that Mila is Dochet Tzoras. But if Shabbos is more Chomer than Tzoras, I won't know that Mila overrules Shabbos. And why would you classify Shabbos as more stringent than Tzoras? Shekein yesh bo inshin vazoras harbe. Shabbos is comprised of many negative commands, and those are the azoros in the Torah, and many possibilities of punishment. It's much more elaborate and actually much more serious than Tzoras. Umimai mishum dechamira Tzoras he, and who is to say? And furthermore, who is to say that that which we said, that you're not allowed to cut off the baharis, the tzoras, for avoda, who says that is a that halach is from the stringency of the tzoras? Dilma mishum de mishum gavra hu de lo chazi. Maybe it's because even if the baharis is cut off, the person is still not fit, because he is tomei. In other words, it's not the discoloration itself that is the serious matter. It's the tumah that the person experiences. That even if he were to cut it off, he still wouldn't be fit to serve that day, because he still needs to go to the mikveh. He still would need sunset. Other factors that lead to his being allowed to do avoda, and it's not the presence of the tzoras per se. So, if this be the case, as we're suggesting, maybe Shabbos is more chomer to begin with. And furthermore, who says that tzoras even is a serious matter whatsoever? Well, if that be the case, then uman mikan shmini yimo. So what am I going to do with the pasuk says on the eighth day he shall be circumcised? So if we're going to put Shabbos above Tzoras in this suggestion, at this stage, then what about the pasuk says on the eighth day he shall be circumcised? I'll tell you, that's chutz mi Shabbos. That's assuming that the eighth day is any day other than Shabbos. But if it comes out on Shabbos, don't do the circumcision. So how do I know then that circumcision will override Shabbos? Talmud lomar bayom. I come to this other pasuk, this other word, bayom, afilu b'Shabbos, meaning on the eighth, on the day, whatever day, even if the day happens to be Shabbos. So what we've done in the Gemara, just to get a clear picture of the structure, we had a Tanaic source that opened up with our double underline. What is the source for circumcision overriding Shabbos? And in that source, we said the word bayom. In the source, there was some type of deliberation in the mind of the Tana. Rava, at the diamonded point in the Gemara at the bottom of Amud Aleph, went through the deliberations that took place in the Tana's mind, causing him to, let us say, have a change of mind, that instead of Shmini Yimo being the source, Bayom is the final source for Mila Doicha Shabbos. The reason we're spending so much time in getting the structure clear is very simply because now we have a Gemara. It's a different topic, but it's a repeat structure. The Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. We now go to the new topic, that Mila is Doichet Tzoras. This happens to be a point that we were working with as an assumption along the way, that Mila is Doichet Tzoras, but... And that means, just to repeat ourselves, if there is a tzoras on the male organ, and the male needs circumcision, you will perform the circumcision, even though that's the there is the removal of the foreskin, which in our case has the tzaras discoloration. You do it anyway, even though in general there is a Torah prohibition of cutting off tzaras from one's body. So the Gemara, Tana Rabbana, Mila Doicha es Hatzaras, Bein Bezmano, Bein Shelo Bezmano. Whether the Mila is taking place on Zmana, on its time, the eighth day, or if it's a Mila that was delayed. Yom Tov, Eino Doicha. Mila will not override Yom Tov, Elo Bezmano Bilvad. Only if Mila is, only if Yom Tov comes out on Zmana, on the eighth day of the child's life, then you will do the Mila. But Mila Shelo Bezmana is not going to overrule Yom. Yom Tov is stronger than Mila Shelo Bezmana. However, using the same terminology, Tzaras is not stronger than Mila Shelo Bezmana. Minohani Mili de Tana Rabbanan. What is the basis of this teaching that Mila is Doiche Shabbos? It's Doiche Tzaras. So the source begins Yimol Besar Orloso. The flesh shall be circumcised. The Afapi Shiyesh Shom Baheres Ikots. Even if there is Baheres, Baheres is another expression referring to the Tzaras without getting into details. It says, the Pasuk says, Yimol, it shall be circumcised even if there is Baheres. Umani Mikayim Shom Bebnege Tzaras. What am I to do then with the pasuk that says Hishomer Menachos Ubis, which is the Torah warning against the cutting off of the tzaras b'shar mikomos chutz mimilo? That is true with regard to other places other than the male organ that happens to have tzaras. So that in all other places on the body, if there is tzaras, there is a prohibition of cutting it off. And notice, we squiggle line, O-Einoi Elo Afilu Mila. Maybe, and here the Tana, as we said before, got cold feet. He said, maybe the Hishomer Benega Tzaras is telling me, even where there is Mila, if there is Tzaras on the male organ, no circumcision. Omoan Mekai Mimo Bezar Loso, and then what am I going to do with the pasuk that says circumcision shall take place? Bizman Shane bought Tzaras, provided that there is no Tzaras there. So maybe that's the way to go. Tamulomer Basar. The pasuk says Basar, the Afalpi Shiyesh Shom Baheres. The word Basar is a what Rashi calls is a riboy, which is coming to tell me, even if there is Tzaras, cut it off. Omar Rava. Notice the markings. Rava, again in a diamond, the same analysis comes up. We just had a source. It opened up with the Pasuk Yimol Besar Loso, serving as the supposed basis that Mila is Doichet Tzaras. In the middle of the source, Tana got cold feet. Well, maybe not so. What happened in the Tana's mind? So that's what Rava comes to explain. We should point out structurally that as we go on in this Gemara, we're going to notice a Roman numeral 1 and 2 to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text as you skim down. These will be two Lashonos in being Masbir, the source we just had. So there are two versions of trying to make sense of the source. We will notice another marking as we go on in the sources, a little crown shape around the word Mai Taima. So on the side of the Gemara, under our Mivneh Henning, we've noted that the 1 and 2 are Shnei Lishnos Behesber Hamoker Deliel, two versions in explaining the source we just had where the squiggle underline O Eino Ela took place. The crown highlights Mai Taima. Why is it Mila Doiche Tzaras? Why is it that Mila is Doche Tzaras? So, in source number 1, we will see a Kavachomer from Shabbos. That's what you will notice. There's a dashed underline. And in the second approach, Mila is viewed as an Aseh. And saras is viewed as a lo sas. A milo, an ase means a positive command. And saras is viewed as a negative command, namely, do not cut off the baheres. And we say that an ase comes and is doche lo sas. There's a rule in mitzvah approach that positive commands come and overrule negative commands. What we've said is a little bit general, and hopefully as we go on in the source, it will make more, in the two sources, or the two Lishonos, it will make more sense. So we continue with Rava, Hai Tano Meikora Mai Nichole, the Tano, which opened up with the Pasuk Yimo Besar Lo, so what was the basis of his certainty in learning that Mila is Doichet Saras? Ulebesof Mai Kashile, and as things unfolded, when the Tana says, oh, Eino Ela, what was posing a difficulty to him? Gemara explains, Hochi Komar, thusly the Tana was reasoning. Yimo Besar Aloso, circumcision shall certainly take place, Vafabi Shiesh Baheris, even if there is Baheris, which is Tzoras on the male organ. Uman Imikai Mishombe Benega Tzoras, so then what am I going to do with the Pasuk says you shall not cut off the Tzoras? Bishar mekomos chutz mimila. That's regarding other parts of the body, other than where circumcision takes place. Avo mila doiche es hatzaras. But mila will overrule tzaras. My taimo. And what's the basis? The asya mikal v'chomer. It will come. It will be derived through kal v'chomer logic. In other words, like we saw before with Shabbos, the kal v'chomer logic will tell me that yimo besar oloso is here to show that he shomer benegat saras, that posuk is regarding other parts of the body. And how does the kal v'chomer work? Oma Shabbos chamura, mind you, Shabbos, which is serious. Milo doicha oisa, Milo pushes off, overrules Shabbos, which we've proven already. Saras lo kol shekein, Saras, which is viewed as less severe than Shabbos, all the more so, Mila should be able to overrule it. Sounds good. Sounds that it's quite clear that Mila will overrule the relatively weak Saras. If that's so good, then umay o eno deko omar. So then why did the Tana get cold feet? What caused him to have a change of mind? Hodar Ko'omar, so the Tana then ruled, Mimai Deshabbis Chamira, Dilmot Saras Chamira. The assumption that we just made is coming under question. Who says that Shabbos is more chomor? Maybe Tzoras is more chomor, and what would the basis be of making Tzoras so chomor, so severe? Shekein doicha es avoidah, avoidah doicha es Shabbos. Well, let's recreate our hierarchy. Tzoras, we know, overrules avodah, and avodah, we know, overrules Shabbos. So where is Shabbos in the scheme of things? It's way down on the scale. Now, and if that's the case, so then the kal v'chomer we made will fall by the wayside. Granted that Mila overrules Shabbos, but who is to say that Mila will overrule Saras, which is so chomor? Talmud Lomer Bosar. V'afalpi shiyei shom b'heres. The Pasuk says Bosar, which is an extra word, a ribuy as Rashi called it, telling me, do the Mila, even if there is b'heres or Saras over there. Lishno achrina. Mila doiche es Saras. Again, as we explained before, this is a second version as to the explanation of the Tana's logic. Mila overrules Saras, my taima, what's the basis? The osi asei vidochi loisase. The positive command of doing circumcision shall overrule the negative command of the Torah, which is found in Dvarim Perek Chof Daled, Pasuk Ches. We've noted the Pasuk on the side. Let's read it together. The Pasuk says, Hishomer benega tzaras, lishmor mo'oy, velasos kechol asher yoru eschem akoyanim alavim, kasher tzivisim tishmur la'asos. So in this Pasuk it says, Hishomer benega tzaras, and that means, that is a reference to a negative command for one who would cut off the tzaras. However, Mila is a positive command, And we know that a positive overrules a negative. Umay, oh, eino deka amar. So then what's wrong with that? If that's how the Tana opened up his logic, it sounds pretty good. Hoda komar, the Tana then thought to say, Amar di amrino nosi ase v'dochi lois ase. When do we apply the rule that a positive overrules a negative? Lois ase greda, that's when it's a simple or mere negative. Greda literally means alone or lowly. A lowly negative. However, high, tsaras, is not a mere negative. Tsaras is ase v'loisasehu. Tsaras is a composite commandment, meaning it's made up of a negative and a positive as well. And Rashi points out the positive is in that pasuk, and that's why we read the pasuk before, where it says v'la asos k'chol asher yoru eschem. V'la asos is a positive, and to do. So umani mekayim. Well, if that be the case, that tsaras is a composite mitzvah. So what am I going to do with the pasuk yimo basar losoi? That circumcision shall take place in one's flesh. That's bizman shein bo beres. That's if there's no tsaras there. But if there is tsaras, you won't be able to do the milah. Therefore, Talmud Lomar Bosar. We have this word Bosar v'afapi shiyesh shom baheres, which tells me do the circumcision even if there is baheres on the organ. The Gemara continues. Tenach Godol. Granted that Mila is doichet saras by a godol. Godol is a person who is 13 years of age. Diftiv behu boser. The word boser appears in the context of the adult who needs circumcision. Koton nami ksiv be boser. In the context of the koton is the eighth day case. The word boser also appears. Beinoni menolon. Beinoni is a child after the eighth day, from 9 days up till bar mitzvah, up till adulthood. How do I know that Mila for the Beinoni will overrule Tzoras? Omar Abaye, Asya Mibinaya. The case, Asya means derived. The Beinoni will be derived, Mibinaya means Mitzana Shava, from a common denominator. Migodol lo asyo, the case of the Beinoni cannot be derived from the Godol. Shekein onush kores, a Godol, a bar mitzvah boy, is an adult. If he doesn't circumcise himself, he is subject to a kores penalty. So it's a very serious matter, and therefore I understand that Mila will overrule Tsaras in the case of the Godol. Not so in the case of the Beinoni. He's not subject to Kores, he's a child. Mikoton lo asya, the case of the Beinoni cannot be derived from the Koton. We know that Koton overrules the Tsaras, but Beinoni cannot be derived directly from the Koton. Shekein Milo Bizmana, that's Milo at its right time, so it's on its eighth day. So that has special significance. But as far as the Beinoni, I don't know. Hatzar Ashova Shebohem, the common denominator, this was the word binayo we saw 2 lines above. Hatzar Ashova Shebohem, the common denominator between the Godol and the Koton, Shekein Nimoilim, V'duchenes Hatzaras, we know that both the case of the Godol and the Koton are, these are people that are circumcised, and their circumcision overrules Tsaras. Af Kol Shenimol, so to any other case of a Nemo, that's the Beinoni, Doichin es Atzoras. As we go on in the Gemara, we have a structural phenomenon that we want to pay attention to. You'll notice that we have a running commentary by way of markings down the side of the Gemara text. We open up with a triangle pointing upwards, nun is a point, and then an inverted triangle question, then a teretz, question, teretz, question, teretz. All in the next few lines, a very rigorous back and forth discussion. On the side of our Gemara, we've we made an attempt to introduce this section. We call this our tat nose, a subtopic, and it's ibo inon posuk v'lame de milo bizmana doichet saras. Do we need a posuk to tell us that milo done on the eighth day overrules saras? So the question is, how significant is there for the need of a posuk? Rava osi mikav chomer v'lo boikra. Rava's claim in this Gemara is that you don't need a posuk. A kav chomer will be sufficient. Rav Safra will tell us boikra. You do need a posuk. In the structure of things, we've noted the mivneh, the triangle facing up, introduces Rava, Mevi, Kavachomer, Mishabas, Tehu, Chomor, Mitzoras. Rava will bring a Kavachomer using Shabbos as the basis and pointing out that Shabbos is more stringent than Tzoras. Kidei lohochiach b'li posuk, demilo bizmana doichet Tzoras. The purpose of Rava's Kavachomer is to show that even without a posuk, we can show that Mila on the eighth day overrules Tzoras. Rav Safra, the triangle when it inverts initially, is Rav Safra Makshe, Ulai Tzoras Chomor, maybe Tzoras is actually more stringent, the Doicha Avoida, and Avoida, Vavoida Doicha Shabbos. So, who is to say that Mila will overrule Tzoras? Granted that Mila overrules Shabbos, but maybe Tzoras is more chomor. Kedei l'taretz avur Rava yesh laharos shetzoras eino hakoyach shedoich avod. In order to answer on behalf of Rava, we'll have to demonstrate that Tzoras is not chomor, that Tzoras is not the source of overruling the avoda. We might as well point out that the information that we need for understanding this Gemara, we already know. We've already learned it. Here we'll be applying already learned information to this rigorous discussion between Rava and Rav Safra. We continue in the Gemara. Rava Omar, Milo bezmana doiche lo tzricha kra. That Mila on the eighth day, being able to overrule Tzoras, you don't need a pasuk for that. And as far as Rava is concerned, any need for a pasuk will be for Mila Shelo Bizmana. For example, the case of the Beinoni. So how do you know, how does Rava know that Mila Bizmana overrules Tzoras without a pasuk? Mikal v'chomer asya, using kal v'chomer logic. And once again, you have to establish a hierarchy in your mind. Uma Shabbos de Chamira Doiche, mind you, Shabbos, which is very stringent. And Mila overrules Shabbos. Tzoras lo kol shekein. Then certainly Mila can overrule Tzoras, which is less severe an area of halacha than Shabbos. Omar le Rav Safra le Rava. Question. Mimai de Shabbos Chamira. In reaching your conclusion that Mila is Doichet Tzoras, you have to establish that Shabbos is more stringent than Tzoras. Dilma Tzoras Chamira Shekein Doichet Es Avoida V'Avoida Doichet Shabbos. Maybe Tzoras is more Chomor than Shabbos. Insofar as we know that Tzoras overrules Avoda, that if a Kohen needs to do Avoda, he won't be allowed to if he has Tzoras on him. He can't cut off the Tzoras to do Avoda. And Avoda surface in the Beis HaMikdash is overrules Shabbos. So even if you say that Shabbos can be overruled by Mila, I don't know from that information that circumcision will overrule Tzoras. Granted, just to repeat ourselves, granted, Mila overrules Shabbos, but who says that Mila will overrule Tzoras? The response to this claim that Tzoras is Chomor is now the job of the Gemara. Hossam, in the case of the Avoda, Lav Mishum Dechamira. It's not because Lav Mishum Dechamira Tzoras. the fact that avoda is not done by a kohen who has tzoras, it's not because tzoras is more chomor. And we have to tell you that in the meantime, Shabbos is in fact more chomor. Shabbos is more chomor than tzoras. The fact that we find tzoras supposedly pushing off avoda is not a function of the chumrah by tzoras. Elamishum de gavruhu de lo chazi. The person is not fit. Meaning that even if you were to cut off the nega, the tzoras, he will still be tomei. Amai, why do you say he'll still be tomei? The yokutz baharta v'avo. Let him cut off the avo. Let him cut off the baharis, and he can then go ahead and do his avoda. No, the Gemara answers, that won't work. Mechusur tevilahu. Even if he were to cut off the nega, he's still restricted from avoda because he hasn't gone to the mikveh yet. So it's not the presence of the tzoras that is the source of the stringency. Well, teinach negoyim temeim, that is fine logic with regard to negoyim that are the basis of tumah. Negoyim tahorim mai ikal lememar. There is another realm of skin discoloration that we'll call negoyim tahorim. They do not result in tumah. However, there is a prohibition of cutting them off. And a kohen that has negoyim tahorim cannot do avoda. For more information on this, you can look in the Rambam, Hilchus Bias Mikdosh Perek Ches Posuk Tesvav. So, the fact is that Negoyim push off Avoda even without the Tuma factor. So at this point then, we have a Kashe. We can say that Negoyim are more Chomor than Avoda, and Avoda is more Chomor than Shabbos. So that even if I know that circumcision is done on Shabbos, I don't know that circumcision will overrule Tzoras. Elo Omar Ravashi. Heicho Amrinon de Osi Ase Vedochi Lo Sase. Under what circumstances do we say that a positive command can overrule a negative command? Kegon Milo Betzoras. Inami tzitzis v'kilayim. Tzitzis and kilayim is shatnez. The Torah makes an allowance for a person to have tzitzis that are made of shatnez. Shatnez is the combination of wool and linen. Why do we allow mila to be done even though it results in the cutting off of tzoras? Or why do we allow mila? Why do we allow tzitzis even though you're wearing shatnez? Debeidno demis akir lav, at the moment that the lav is being violated, komoikim asay, you are fulfilling the asay, the positive command. For example, the Torah says don't cut off tzoras, but if you're doing mila, which is a positive command, at that moment that you're violating the negative, you are performing, you're fulfilling the positive. At the moment you are violating shatnez, you're wearing shatnez, you are fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. Hocha, in the case of tzoras and avoda, be'idno demisaker lav, when the tzoras is being cut off, which is the negative command, loy komoikim asay, you are not fulfilling the asay of the avoda. So therefore, in the case of tzoras and avoda, we're not going to say that the asay of avoda comes and overrules tzoras. Let us take a look at Rashi, who explains further what the role of Rav Ashi in this Gemara is. Rashi, Elomar Rav Ashi, Ha di Amrinon Shabbos Chamira Mitzoras, that which we say that Shabbos is more severe than Tzoras, Afagav Dedachya Tzoras Lavoda, even though we know that Tzoras overrules Avoda, and Avoda overrules Shabbos, and yet we're going to maintain that Shabbos is more Chamor. And by the way, that point is necessary for Rava. And you'll notice that Rav Ashi, in the flow of the Gemara, is substantiating Rava's original point, namely that Shabbos is more Chamor than Tzoras. So Rav Ashi is explaining right now the thought that Tzoras is more Chamor than Avoda. That's not so. Let's continue in the Rashi. We say that Shabbos is more Chomor than Tzoras, even though we know that Tzoras is Doche Avoda. Lav Chumra Dido Hu. It's not a function of the seriousness of Tzoras, Ela Hainu Taimo, but rather it's for the following reason, that Tzoras seemingly overrules Avoda. When do we in general apply this rule that a positive overrules a negative? Circumcision, where there is tzoras, at the point that you're undoing the negative, you are performing the positive. So to tzitzis made out of shatnez. Mishas levisha me'akir lav u'mekayim asei. As you are undoing the lav, the shatnez, you are performing the asay. Avol tzoras hanik tzetzes mishum avoida. But the attempt to cut off tzoras, which is a negative, in attempt to allow avoda, that won't work. Be'idna dem'akir lav diktsitza, when the negative command of cutting off the tzoras is being violated, akati lo mekayim asei davoda. The kohen isn't working in the Beis Hamikdash yet. Hilchach mitcha avoda memela v'lav chumra detzoras hu. It's therefore avoda simply cannot be done in the face of tzoras, but not because of the seriousness of the tzoras, but we'll just say as a result of a technicality. That having been said, so the argument that Tzoras is more Chomor than Shabbos falls away. And therefore we can reinstate that which Rava said, that Shabbos, which is overruled by circumcision, even though Shabbos is Chomor, circumcision overrules it. Tzoras, which is less severe, certainly circumcision will overrule Tzoras. The Gemara continues, V'had the Rava v'Rav Safra, the approach is taken by Rava, we'll call the non-Pasuk approach, and Rav Safra, who will need a Pasuk to establish that Mila will be done even if there is Tzoras. The Gemara continues at the top of Kuf Lamed Gimel, Tanoi Hi. This, in fact, is a Machloikis Tanoim, Desanya. We have a Tanaic source in which you'll see the two opinions we saw reflected by two Tanaic opinions. Bosar, V'af Alpi Shiyesh Shom Baharis Yimoil, Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Here we have a Posuk being used to tell me, do circumcision even though there is Baharis, which is Tzoras. That is like Rav Safra. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Eino Tzorech. You don't need a pasuk that Milo Bizmana is Doicha Shabbos. Shabbos Chamura Doicha. We know that Milo Bizmana overrules Shabbos, even though Shabbos is a very strict area of Halacha. Tzoras Lo Kol Shekein. Tzoras, which is less severe, all the more so, circumcision will overrule Tzoras. Rashi at the top pulls it all together. Tanoihi. Deiko denafka le mila bizmano mikal v'chomer kirava. There is a Tano, and that happens to be Reb Yonason, who learns mila bizmano overruling tzoras from a kal v'chomer like Rava did. V'chi also kra, and the pasuk of basar l'shaloi bizmano, that you shall do circumcision even where there's tzoras, even if the circumcision is not on the eighth day. Deiko de lo nafka le bekal v'chomer. There are those. And in the source, the Tanaic source, it's Rabbi Yoshia, that don't learn Mila Bizmana Dechatzaras from a Pasuk, the Itzterich, in other words, they don't learn it from the Kavachomer, the Itzterich, they need the Pasuk Lemila Bizmana Kiraf Safra, the Shalom Bizmana, the Milo Shalom Bizmana as overruling Tzaras, that will be Asya Mibinaya, that will come through a Tzad Hashava type logic. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.